Welcome to our second video. It's great to have you along. And isn't it great that following video number one, you now understand that your life currently is as it is as a result of how you see it. And how you see it is a result of your own repetitive, patterned, pre-programmed thoughts. In other words, the only thing that's standing between you and the life that you really, really want is your own thoughts. And that's great news because you're the only one who can deal with this particular challenge. And as we began to realize in video number one, when we listened to Warren, one of my clients, it isn't really all that big a challenge at all. There are only a couple of things I need to do every day to ensure that I manage my state of mind. When I do manage my state of mind, absolutely anything is possible. And the list of possibilities starts with, right at the beginning of the menu, a life that is stress-free and carefree. But as you are going to discover, once your mind is clear, once you are carefree, you begin to understand the kind of life that you really, really want, as distinct from what you think you want. There's that bad word again, thinking. Thinking too much. We all think too much, and it gets us into all kinds of trouble. Patterned behavior, patterned thinking, is a feature of ordinary everyday life. And I suppose I really realized this for the first time when I was given the opportunity in 1990, way back in the dim and distant past, to turn around a bank that was on its knees at the time. This bank was way ahead of its time. It had gone bankrupt in 1988, a full 20 years before the financial crash when all the other banks caught up with it. I was brought in from the finance world to turn around this bank because I didn't know an awful lot about banking. Completely fresh set of eyes. And what I would do is I would take the leadership team of the bank off to nice hotels for a couple of days, and we'd discuss all the new actions, all the changes we were going to make. And then they'd go back to the office and do exactly the same things that had got them into trouble in the preceding couple of years. And I couldn't understand what was wrong with these apparently sane adults, that they couldn't change. I went looking for help, and I talked to a couple of universities and management institutes, and eventually I found myself halfway up the side of a mountain in the Swiss Alps, about an hour from here in that direction, with a semi-retired psychologist. I went to him to find out what was wrong with these people, only to discover that there's something wrong with all of us normal, crazy adults. Our patterned behavior is dictated by our patterned thinking, and between the two of those patterns, we create the life that we have. And between those two patterns, we find it so difficult to create the life that we really, really want until we put a handbrake on our patterned, pre-programmed, repetitive thought. What can we do to park our repetitive thoughts, programs, and behaviours? Well, we can do what Warren is doing.
During the day, at any point, I can just decide to stop. I'll just go into the other room, I'll take 2 minutes out, and then come back in and continue where I was.
Warren, in the words of the University of Massachusetts Medical School, is coming to his senses. He is paying attention to what he is seeing, feeling, hearing, smelling, and tasting. Now, you and I already know from our first video that we're not very good at that. Remember the story of, that's a nice shirt you're wearing. We take what our five senses are telling us and filter that raw data through our pre-programmed thoughts to make sense, or normally nonsense, of what is going on. But once you start coming to your senses, you become aware. And you become self-aware, which is even more important. Everything starts with self-awareness. What Warren is doing is training his mind to stop paying attention to his pre-programmed thoughts by paying attention to what he is actually seeing, feeling, hearing, smelling, and tasting.
The absolute slowdown of the thought process, the awareness that it brings to your current state, your emotional awareness. So to experience that for the first time is quite profound.
This kind of mental exercise has been scientifically validated in so many different ways. I can safely sit here as a psychologist and say that Warren is training his mind to be fit for purpose. And the wonderful thing about that is that it can be fit for whatever purpose Warren wants. In other words, you can train your mind to be fit for whatever purpose you want to achieve today, tomorrow, this week, this year, in your life. This training develops mindfulness. Now, mindfulness is the exact opposite of the normal everyday mindlessness from which we suffer as a result of our pre-programmed thoughts. Mindfulness enables us to see what is really going on, become aware of what is going on in the moment. That enables us park our pre-programmed thoughts, nip worry in the bud, sidestep stress, and begin to live the kind of carefree life that will enable us to do all the things that we need to do to get to where we really want to go. And by that I mean, and this is really important, the more our minds clear as a result of coming to our senses, the more we can think straight. Now, I know I've used the word think again, but you know what I mean. The more I can fully understand the kind of life that I really, really want, instead of thinking I want this, that, or the other, because other people have it. Now, we're going to explore this in detail in our next video, in video number 3. And in that video, we are going to explore how to actually do that and how to set your mind in the direction that you'd like your life to go. Really like your life to go.
Living in the now allows one to focus on what is important. You make the decisions. You're back in control. It's allowing you to actually control your own path.
A client recently suggested to me that the training that I'm talking about is pretty much the same as any training that we do. It's like training any other muscle in the body when we train our brain. And that is true, but it's only true up to a point. Because modern neuroscience has discovered that when we do this coming to our senses training on a daily basis, we begin to restructure our actual brains. If you cast your mind back to our first video when I said that we were actually hardwired to resist change in our lives, or even worse than that, hardwired so that we don't do the things we know we need to do to bring about change in our lives. These exercises that I am suggesting to you, and there's one of them to download at the bottom of this video, or perhaps over to the side, I'm not sure which. These exercises restructure the key parts of the brain to enable us embrace change and do the things that we know we need to do to bring about the change we want to see in our lives.
For me, it's almost like changes on a cellular level, because I've had to change how I think, quite literally. And I think how you think and the sorts of thoughts you have alter the chemicals you produce. So whether you're producing cortisol or, you know, serotonin, whatever, but they alter your, I think it alters my brain chemistry. Therefore, it becomes a virtuous spiral.
So I think it's really a self-fulfilling circle in that by being more aware of what I'm looking to do for the right reasons.
So there's a lot more to it than just ordinary exercising. Effectively, as I said a minute ago, you're restructuring your brain to make it fit for whatever purpose you want. Now, there are a couple of key points that we need to understand straight away. We've gone way beyond dealing with worry and anxiety and stress. Once you're in charge of your own state of mind, these things simply are not. That's point number one. Point number two, we've gone way beyond trying to manage your own thoughts. You'll never manage your own thoughts. Your thoughts are rattling around in your head anyway. And why we've gone so far beyond that is really, really simple. When you come to your senses, When you train your mind to see, feel, hear, smell, and taste the reality of the moment, your thoughts are simply parked. They don't trip you up any longer. They don't get involved in your ordinary everyday life. You are free to do everything you need to do, and you're free to do it in a way that feels and has actually been scientifically proven to be effortless.
Everything else is effortless. Like, even in terms of business that I had been chasing earlier in the year.
Now, I know as a normal adult, you probably can come up with a number of reasons why not to embrace or even believe what I'm talking about. For starters, I've used the word mindfulness, and an awful lot of people have misconceptions about what mindfulness is. Some people think it's for monks only. Other people think it's about being kind of tree-huggy happy. But I'm telling you that mindfulness is a practical proposition because it is the exact opposite of the normal mindlessness that is generated by our repetitive, patterned, pre-programmed thoughts.
Yeah, definitely from a business point of view, it's had a huge impact for me, because with all the stuff and that went on and how badly business went and where we were in a position where we weren't sure where we were going to survive at all, those days were helped greatly by just being mindful.
Until you become mindful, until you become aware, you are always going to suffer from worry and stress that is generated through mindlessness, and you are never going to be able to achieve the hopes and dreams that you would dearly love to achieve. So mindfulness is actually a prerequisite. It's not a nice to have. The other thing you might be thinking is that, oh, this sounds far too easy. And of course, it's not. Nothing is as easy as that. For starters, you have to train your mind to come to its senses every day, or most days. In other words, you need to be disciplined, and as normal crazy adults, we're not very good at doing discipline either. It's far easier to stay in your comfort zone because we're wired that way. It's far easier to stay in your comfort zone even if your comfort zone is uncomfortable. But the challenge is only this. All you need to do is make or find 5 minutes every day to make the other 23 hours and 55 minutes oh so much better. And you know what? You only have to do it for 8 weeks, because in just 8 weeks, according to modern neuroscience, the key parts of your brain will already have become restructured. The fit for purpose that I'm talking about.
Discipline is such an important thing, Willie, that, you know, actually disciplining yourself to do it. I think the only way to go about that effectively is to do it at the same time every day, more or less, because as with everything, it's habit forming. Without any doubt, it's beneficial, and becomes very enjoyable and very relaxing and very, sounds a bit nuts, but liberating as well, because it liberates you a lot from your day-to-day worries and makes you, I think, helps you focus a lot more on the things that you need to be getting on with. So I found it wonderful.
I'm doing what I need to do for 10 minutes every morning. If I'm going into a meeting, and it won't be a 10 minute, it won't even be a 3 minute. It'll just be a go into a corner and just, you know, breathe, just and reflect, and just be aware of where I am, frankly.
Okay, so controlling your emotions banishes stress. I have one particular client who, when I met him first, I asked him what it would like to be carefree, and he said he didn't know because he'd never been carefree for a single moment in his life. This guy now signs off his emails to me, regards, Carefree David. If you had no stress in your life, if you were carefree, wouldn't that be a major change in your life? But here's the key question. If you were carefree, what would you actually want out of life? What kind of life would you really, really like to be living? Or if I can put it another way, if you could banish all the imperfect moments that I mentioned in our first video, what kind of perfect moments would you like to experience in your life? Now, that's the real question. Now we're getting to the heart of the matter, because people don't want just less worry and stress in their lives. Everyone wants more out of life. And that's where we're going to pick up this conversation in video number 3, when we explore exactly how to go about achieving that. But for now, before we go, I have a question for you. Imagine your life without worry or stress. Imagine yourself living a carefree life. What would that look like? And how would you feel? If you want to share some of your answers, do so, please, by all means, in the comments section below. If you have questions of your own, please ask them in the comments section below. I will reply to them. And finally, before we go, please, 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 please share these videos. There are other people out there who want less stress and worry in their lives. There are other people out there who want more out of life. I look forward to picking up this conversation in our next video.